That's right. I hate liars. They are interfering with my rights. Hopefully not yours. Hopefully not mine. But it's happened on occasion. This is Dr. Kelly on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network, bringing you the Grand Jury Reawakening. And I do not take calls, but RBN does, and they would appreciate your support. And you know how to get in touch with them several ways. Don't delay, and thank you for supporting this. My particular show, The Grand Jury Reawakening, is based on definitely verified information. And I've only had less than I can count on one hand guests to interview and to co-host because I like, good men that have done their homework, stellar people like Leon Green, stellar man like Dan Sutterfield, who has been a tremendous pillar type of support for RBN. And I'm going to get into the passport application, the United States passport application. And I'm here to, I'm just going to slam the liars. I got a pair of big old hockey sticks. I got a stun gun. If you can be helped, you can be helped here. And I know that I must have at least three or four listeners across the country. And let's put your printer to good use and print up a document that contains the full information, not just a newspaper article, not just a radio blurb, but the full thing, the transcript from the video, perhaps. For one Wilbur Ernesto Martinez Guzman, I call this the case of the four man and the quadruple murderer. Four names on this man and four people that are in eternity. That Wilbur Ernesto Martinez Guzman, I was able, after getting cussed out, and not just once, you know, because I'll hang up and try to forgive you if you ask for it. The Wilbur Ernesto Martinez Guzman, I can read in about less than 1 hour a 10-page affidavit for the arrest warrant of. I've, over the, let's say since I got off of the grand jury and started hanging out with, tea parties, libertarians again, and people that called themselves by a strange name and were filing and producing strange papers. I mean, I don't know if these people are just completely intoxicated. I don't know what they're intoxicated on. But filing a 37-page document or even even a seven-page is probably ridiculous. You're not going to remember and memorize each word you use. And for the love of God, don't use another man's words, and don't plagiarize peaches or speeches by using another woman's words. Anyway, Wilbur Ernesto Martinez Guzman has been charged and sentenced. He confessed to the crimes. Therefore, the death penalty, such as public hanging, execution, you know, I'd love to work for the firing squad and get some practice there. I wonder where I can get hired to do that job. Probably be like a travel executioner. Bring in the executioner. So a 20-pound bulk bag or container of fentanyl was recovered in the state, the little bitty, precious little state of Oregon up there. And if the lethal dose is 100, meaning all participants die, with a 2-milligram dose, how far does 20 pounds go amongst a population? Someone like that, I would hope that they would, public hanging, electric chair, firing squad, lethal injection, electric chair. Definitely need to get some documents and some paperwork on these cases. From the 3 or 4 listeners that I have, someone can do it. Someone can print it, send it to P.O. Box 1624, P.O. Box 1624, Kings Beach, California, 96143, and send a bill for your trouble. And it was an interesting, I've also been getting a hold of the Navajo Times newspaper, and of their police team, 186 came down with the Corolla virus, which is unfortunate. Now, I want to thank one of the listeners and sponsors and a good man who forwarded the passport applications and information and instructions. And let's see here. So the form is a D as in department, S, state, DS 11. And that is your brand new passport application, whether you are 16 years or older. And then they've got the youngsters one available too. Interesting information here. There is an additional execution fee, because this is a pretty interesting process here. And I do know folks from all over the planet, some born here, lots born elsewhere. And let's see, for whatever reason, there are a bunch of kooks talking about things they don't know about, such as the certificate of live birth, birth certificate. Yeah, mine has the proper, shall we just say it's called descriptive text. So capital K, little E, L, L, Y. Yeah, that's my Christian name. One of them anyway. So when you apply for your passport, this is real serious business, as I guess any government document would be. And let's see, super important points here. And so this is a 4-page instruction with a 2-page application. And one of the most important things here, maybe you were born on a ship at sea, or maybe a sailboat. Maybe you only have a hospital birth record if you don't have your birth certificate. Maybe it was filed after, more than a year after your birth. The only mention of the word affidavit in this entire application is on a bullet point number 5. And it does mention a notarized affidavit or a Department of State, D as in department, S as in 10 form, the birth affidavit, of an older blood relative, of older blood relatives, and I'll repeat a third time, a notarized affidavit of an older blood relative having knowledge of your birth may be submitted in addition to some of the records listed above. And yes, I do know beautiful, precious souls from that are called Marshallese, from the Marshall Islands, and I know people from Fiji, Samoa, all those wonderful places. Been to Hawaii about a half a dozen times because I was invited. Wouldn't just go there, wouldn't just go somewhere unless I was invited. And then on page 4 of 4, so I read just one sentence, page 2 of 4. for actually a bullet point. So there are other things that you can use to prove your United States citizenship if you don't have a birth certificate. But I'd advise you to get one. And like my buddy Carl Lentz talked to me on the phone all night long on a trip from Virginia to New York City because he was fixing to get his passport application turned in his place of birth. Yeah, New York City. And there's a good man worth talking to and worth every minute of his time. So, under the warnings, false statements made knowingly and willfully in passport applications, including affidavits or other documents submitted to support this application. They are punishable by fine and or imprisonment under United States law, including the provisions of 18 United States Code 1001 and 1542 and 1621, all bearing the 18 section of the United States Code, possibly one that was enacted into law. Alteration or mutilation of a passport, blah, 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 and all statements and documents are subject to verification. Failure to provide information requested on this form, including your social security number, may result in significant processing delays and or the denial of your application. And then it has a little statement under acts or conditions. Don't do that, kitty. You don't get a passport, kitty. If any of the below mentioned acts or conditions have been performed by or apply to the applicant, a supplementary explanatory statement under oath or affirmation, if you're my Quaker or Amish or Mennonite friends, by the applicant should be attached and made part of this application. The statement is, I have not been convicted of a federal or state drug offense or convicted of a sex tourism crimes statute, and I'm not the subject of an outstanding federal, state, or local warrant of arrest for a felony, you know, stealing someone's license plate, registration, stickers, that's a felony. Mm-hmm. If you're going to commit felonies, go to Texas or go to Nevada, because that's where the grand jury will reawaken your... Anyway, a criminal court order forbidding my departure from the United States or a subpoena received from the United States. Now, when you see those words capitalized together, it means federal. So I go on because I just explained what I maybe didn't need to. In a matter involving federal prosecution for or grand jury investigation of a felony. So, if you're under a grand jury investigation of a felony, you ain't leaving the country. If you're out of the country, we'll probably get you back with, but you're not getting the steak and you're not going first class. So, there you have it. That's just a statement of fact. This is, in fact, OMB control number 1405-0004. This will expire on the 2023, on the last day of that year, 12/31/2023. And it'll take you about 85 minutes to gather the paperwork. So, this is Dr. Kelly on the record quoting the United States Department of State application for a United States passport, which would be a good thing to have if you want to serve people and you want to go on a short-term mission somewhere that you've been invited and you want to work with Caring Partners International and you want to take care of people and you want to, instead of creating problems, you want to clear them up. So, yeah, been studying a lot there's a handbook called The Fundamentals of Criminal Investigation. And so when your good newspaper prints a physical description of, say, the, I'll call him the wrongdoer, the murder suspect of the neighbors over here on the West Shore, you want to give, unless it's already under investigation, if you have the man or the wrongdoer or person of interest, you just, you know, there's bits of information that you want to print in that newspaper. Their names, their aliases, and their nicknames. And a good description. And this is the time to go support RBN now. We'll see you on the other side of this break. Dr. Kelly, Grand Jury Reawakening, exclusive property of RBN.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Welcome back to the Rocky Mountain Oyster Barbecuing Network here. I have the cowboy kitty. Actually, he's climbing on my shoulders. So I have to be very careful here. This is the Grand Jury Reawakening, and this is your host, Dr. Kelly, and I have absolutely no idea why the cat loves this so much, but he does. I guess he's my assistant. So I'm talking about physical descriptions and the importance of when there's been a crime, you know, crime is going off of the high diving platform at this point in the upside down world. You know, it's going straight up. So when, people are robbing liquor stores up here, we don't have many. Somebody tried to pull a bank robbery. Somebody pulled a bank robbery down in Carson City, down in Nevada, and you got to be nuts. Because if you're working at my bank, you're going to be open carrying a pair of pistols of your choice. Get yourself a matched set. Okay, so back to the seriousness. Get a good description. Physical descriptions. It's really important. Make a flashcard. Make a 5x7 index card. The names, the aliases, and the nicknames. And this comes in handy if you have a home wrecker that you're dealing with, such as Laura Jordan Maxka, down there, the mayor of Richardson, Texas, still requiring the trial by jury and the sentencing for Maxka Jordan, the mayor of Richardson, Texas. Got the 7-count federal sealed grand jury indictment. Happy to send you a copy of that. About 30 pages. Also got the affidavit for the arrest warrant for Scott Ralph Peterson. So there's a variety of good things going on. And sorry, the cat's climbing again. Let's see. So when the mayor of Richardson, Texas, went down after wrecking her family, another family. You want the name, the aliases, and the nicknames, and the varied spelling of any different aliases should be included. Social security number, military serial number, fingerprint classification, present and former addresses. National origin, because it's an exceptionally useful item in a description, is the national origin. Run along, kitty. Of the person. So thus, if they're Irish American or Italian American, it's more descriptive terms than those used to list the facial characteristics. You would observe facial characteristics in a photograph, such as a cover photo of the southern border. And my observation reveals people from with a Middle Eastern facial structure that would be from maybe the Middle East. And scars, marks, tattoos, you know, physical traits, and their manner of gait, their voice, their speech, personal habits, dress, other habits, relatives and associates, and their history. And other observations of the physical description then further break down. General impression, like type, personality, age and sex, race or color, height, weight, estimate that, get it close, their build, their posture, and their head size, whether it's small, medium, or large. They've, you know, why the long face? Let's see, hair color, yada yada, straight, curly, face, forehead, eyebrows, mustache, eyes, ears, cheeks, nose, mouth, lips, teeth, chin, jaw, neck, shoulder, waist, hands, fingers, and arms, and feet. See you at the bottom of the hour break. This is Dr. Kelly with the Grand Jury Reawakening and James. coming back with some good stuff for you.
Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I just love Norwegians because they're so dramatic and they get the point out, don't they? That's Bjorn Stigson. Bjorn from the late 70s, early 80s, if I remember correctly. And yeah, those guys did rock all over the world. So, again, the fundamentals of criminal investigation, along with the fundamentals of physics, is something every good, decent home library should have. This book was published in, they put out about 6,000 copies in 1956, And this second edition from the 1970s, they printed 25,000 copies of this good book. And again, this is Charles E. O'Hara, lecturer in police science, Western Reserve University, Cleveland, Ohio, on leave from the Detective Division, Police Department, New York City, formerly criminal investigator for the United States government. So when you serve on the county grand jury, whether it's civil or criminal, civil for sure, you get to learn how to investigate the government. What a wonderful get a set of those training days, then we're talking. Because there's a lot of misdirection and interference and misinformation. For example, you can get federal FOIA information. You can get state information. And one thing that I mention, no one else appears to, it's called the POST, the Commission on POST. That's an acronym for Peace, Officer Standards, and Trainings. And a decent county will have gone through lots of training and certification from your Peace Officer Standards and Training Commission in your state source of information. A private source of information would be the bonding and liability policies. For example, when someone crashes their car into you or yours and harms your person or damages your property, personal injury property damage, PIPD. If you don't have those things covered, you shouldn't be on the road. You're going to run into some big trouble. You know, if it's a farm equipment, get some farm insurance. And let's see, county sources of information, judges and justices of the peace are on the same level there. So the assessor, board of supervisors, your clerks, your agents, because all of these people are under oath. For the state, workman's comp appeal board. And let's see, city sources of information. Yeah, your clerk recorder, your registrar recorder. And what's even better than a fire marshal would be a fire inspector. There's quite a bit of inspection going on in Nevada over a group of power lines that have sparked repeating wildfires that damaged lots of property. And there is just way too much to cover in way too little time. Let's see. So private sources of information, telephone companies and records, storage companies, things like that. Railroad. Incidentally, Carl Lentz, his father, his dad, worked for the railroad, and his mom, a total bombshell. Green eyes, black hair, just gorgeous, okay? Just, you'll stop in your tracks, gorgeous. IRS agent, seasonally. And so, you know, she could sit across any man, sit across the table from any man and say, do you want to write the check to me, or should we send Vinny and Guido and those guys, those cigar maker guys, that's who I'd hire. And another brilliant thing from Carl, and just really incredible points to touch on here. Fingerprints, back to the physical description. I've been saying this for years all over. I don't care. I'm not sure what the best imaging study would be. I'm going to check with James. What if we take a tumor that appears around the injection site or ingestion site for the polio vaccine, and see if we can't trace the DNA and the RNA back to its manufacturer. I think that would be a terribly wise use of the maybe the electron microscope, maybe a little mass spec, maybe a little high-pressure liquid chromatography, or some methods. They talk about some interesting methods in the tracing the sources of information in the fundamentals of criminal investigation here. And again, back to Carl Lentz, because that's man. And that man has owned Supreme Court justice, but here in the United States, has ruled at the, meaning not like the Queen's bench, but has done the good thing and the right thing. The fifth or sixth time they've seen a man in 1,100 years, that's going to be who's got my time and attention and my study. Verified things. And it's a good time to be able to kick butt, to be ready to prosecute. Your county prosecutor is called your district attorney, and they have a dual obligation. They are not just the peace officer, but they're also an officer of the court. Huge responsibility. Maybe they can go after the Dominion voting systems touchscreen. Okay, I think I'm done with all that. James, thanks for listening, and it's your grand jury, Great Britain's grand jury, and Australia. Anybody that's flying that Union Jack, better get y'all grand jury back so you can get things done.
Right.
And, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that executioners, the best executioners are always from Yorkshire. The best executioners are always from Yorkshire. You know Yorkshire in England?
Oh, I think some of the step relatives are proper Yorkies. Do go on.
Yeah. I was reviewing some of my work that I worked on years ago on brinkmanship because of this Ukraine thing that's happening. And, of course, I hit on the writer. He was an economist, Thomas Schelling. Thomas Schelling ended up winning the Nobel Prize in economic sciences in 2005. He shared it with another fellow. And interestingly enough, Tom Schelling's favorite book, his favorite book among all books, is a book named Smokey and the Cowhorse. Smokey the Cowhorse, yes. That's the name of the book. Smokey the Cowhorse is a novel by a fellow by the name of William Roderick James, that was the winner of the 1927 Newbery Medal. So you got to get this book, Smokey the Cowhorse. It's about a horse. And apparently, believe it or not, the inspiration for the story is that James was working on the 49th parallel, learning to be a cowhand in a place just north of the 49th parallel called Valmarie, which of course is in southwestern Saskatchewan. So all the way from southwestern Saskatchewan to Nobel laureate Tom Schelling. There you have it. So.
Awesome. I always appreciate that. Yeah, and the 49th parallel, I can't wait to just stand on that mystical spot. Maybe I'll do some river surfing. I love it when there's a big snow melt and we actually get these standing waves on the Truckee River near my old little city and town. And another super important point here, again, with reawakening of the grand jury and them doing their job. When you file your claim and your summons, the best example for service of that process, if you can't get Doug Hagman or J.R. Moore to serve for you, you can use a local private investigator. Again, use a local private investigator to serve your process, and you can save up your money for such an event rather than wasting it on trying to make some affidavit. You don't make an affidavit when you're a first-hand eyewitness. You create the affidavit when you are a detective pulling the evidence together. And, you know, since about 2015, I've heard a lot of people mumbling about the Uniform Commercial Code. Well, you sound like a complete lunatic if you're whatever, like you're just unlearned. The Uniform Commercial Code does not apply in, name the state here, and I'll give you a fabulous prize. There is one state where the UCC does not apply. And let's see. Yeah. There's a lot going on out there behind the scenes. So, yeah, have your private investigator serve your summons and claim to the wrongdoer. Hire a private investigator in the local area, and they also would serve as a witness because they're not involved in your claim or your case. And that's how you keep your reputation and character stellar and you don't do anything you shouldn't do. I got that written down. Will James, Smokey the Cow Horse.
Right.
I can tell I'm going to love it. And, you know, your sheriff and your marshal are super important people in your county. They're more important than any other form of, I guess, law, and they need to be upholding and protecting and defending your God-given rights. If they're not, they need to retire or get fired. And maybe I'll run for sheriff in this here county because they're retiring. And D'Agostini next door, if you're listening, El Dorado, all you Eldorados. I even let Larry Elder know they got dominionized in that county and need to get rid of it and go back to paper ballots and straighten their act out. Quit wasting time dinking around on the computer. And, I also wanted to thank Robert Ravel. Had a video about, I was discussing a story developing out of UC Davis in the Sacramento area and how Elon Musk has been doing all kinds of weird, you know, throwing some cash at it and doing things with monkey brains that ought not to be done in this country. And so I wanted to thank Robert Ravel for putting up a video on his presentation and his show last week. RBN, super epic. You're not going to hear this elsewhere. I'm getting Wolf Willow again. I'm getting a copy of that book from my library. And it was really, it's just such a great book. I'm glad that I get to have it again. Discussing all of the things that go on when you have to be in charge of minding your own business, minding your own property. That's just about all you had time to do. And another fine example is Colonel David Crockett. And I got a story called A Humbling Lesson. And Colonel David Crockett was also a congressman in... So there's also the life of Colonel David Crockett from 1884 written by Edward S. Ellis, and talking about this. This is a cool title. Famous American Frontiersman, War Hero, and Congressman from Tennessee. David Crockett was the Lion of Washington. And I don't think that we have any lions in Washington. I think we got a bunch of soft, squishy... I think we're almost as soft and squishy as Justin, you know who. Any comments on that, James?
Well, yeah, I got a new nickname for followers of Klaus Schwab's. Schwab, we can call them the Schwabians. Schwabians. Those are the followers.
Yeah, like the Sabaeans that came in and slayed the, slayed at Job's family. Yeah. The Sabaeans.
Right.
The Schwabians, that's perfect.
These people have absolutely no clue how to be leaders, and that's the point. They're just useful idiots that are being run by puppeteers high up in the world order, new world order, or some such thing like that. But they're absolutely stupid, stupid imbeciles that Smokey the cow horse. Now, they're is a story about a horse who had more brains than a lot of human beings. See, this is the whole point. We're getting back to it, right? And, Davy Crockett. Actually, my hero, personal hero, was Jim Bowie, because I liked the knife, but Davy Crockett was good, too.
Oh, yeah, and another great film that James suggested is called The Iron Mistress. The Iron, I-R-O-N, like the element, the Iron Mistress. And no, that's not me. but it's a good story about the Bowie knife. And
Yes.
Really dig that one. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you for that as well.
Right. I'm losing track of the movies I recommended, but right, there you go. Yeah, I saw this movie when I was and that's Alan Ladd. Alan Ladd was the star.
Yeah, and he is quite the star, and excellent casting, great work, and I'm so glad that we had men like that in our history books. And then in the movie Hanny Calder, I learned that there is no such thing as, well, there's no such thing as terminal, but there's no such thing as hard women, just soft men.
Right.
And so harden them up.
Yeah, well, that's the idea about being a pioneer in the Old West and the Lewis and Clark thing. And, trying to figure out which way north is and which way south is and how to navigate with such things as the Coriolis force. And I think one of the problems that people have crossing the poles, whether it's the North Pole or the South Pole, is navigation with a very powerful Coriolis force at the poles. So you have to keep track of your destination, and you've got to do your navigation in a completely, not a completely new way, but you have to keep track of the rotation of the Earth. And unless, of course, you believe the Earth is flat, and maybe that's why people get lost, because they think, well, it really doesn't matter. We'll just set a course and pray for the best or hope for the best.
Yeah, and I'm curious, is that clockwise or counterclockwise on the northern and the southern poles?
Yeah, well, it's the opposite. If you're flying from the north to the south, your Coriolis effect is going left. If you're flying from the south to the north at the south pole, then it will be going right. So that's the thing to remember. And
yeah, to me, flying over the poles would be probably you'd need as much training and prep as if you're going up into, you know, deep space, outer space. Right. That would just be a real trip.
Yeah, well, the thing is that your target, your destination, is probably rotating much faster. Well, not probably it is, you see. So you have to you have to aim the airplane or the craft not directly at your target, but you have to take into account that target is moving. So you have to anticipate it by, if it's north to south, cranking your airplane to the left. Or actually, maybe you can fly toward a point and have your target rotate under you. It will rotate under you, and then you'll meet your destination that way. So
I know why
relative motion.
I know why they invented the word crikey, because as a pilot, you're already dealing with at least 8 degrees of freedom. You've got pitch, roll, yaw, and tilt, and then you're talking the Coriolis forces, and the wind and the tide and I'm glad you know all that.
Well, I don't know it all. That's the point. I'm trying. Well, I know some of it, but I like to get it in my head and then try to talk about it. You know, that's the idea here, is to share ideas that I'm somewhat familiar with, but may be of interest to people who, you see, this flat Earth thing, to my mind, is a government op, okay? And I can't prove that, obviously, but from time to time, like back in the 60s, there were government ops that we didn't know anything about. Like the example I cite is the canyon, Laurel Canyon situation, okay? And the whole advent of the so-called hippies and that kind of thing, which actually started in L.A. and first and then spread to San Francisco. But Lookout Mountain Air Force Base was the drop point for all the LSD. But this was done to discredit the free speech movement that started in 1964, which was questioning U.S. foreign policy. So they decided, well, we'll just get all these kids stoned on acid, and then we'll blame them in the end, you see, like that. So.
Yeah, and there was a lot of that going on. They just didn't keep it limited to the Air Force Base. They would drop it in down in Laguna Beach, simultaneously during a concert or whatever, little cargo jet.
Right.
Crop duster there. This has been the Grand Jury Reawakening with your host, Dr. Kelly, and guest host, James. See you soon.
Thanks
for supporting RBN and getting the truth out
there.
Verify it. Verify it. Verify it. Yeah.
All right.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.